I'm gathered here again, praying with scripture, praying our shortened divine office, just a quick word. One of the things I'm discovering is helpful is rereading this book that had such a profound impact, a profound message and word of God, St. Faustina Kowalska's diary, Divine Mercy in My Soul. I believe you can actually get, like, the priest that promotes divine mercy, the head of the religious order that promotes divine mercy, actually did a YouTube podcast called Diary in a Year, where he reads a segment of this and maybe a small commentary or reflection or something. Each day, each of the days for 365 days, and he did that last year before he became the global head of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, or maybe he was actually the head of the Marians of the, like, the superior general for the world order of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. Anyway, just wanted to recommend you. It's called Diary in a Year. You can find it from the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. It should be on YouTube. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Antiphon prayer. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. It's the solemnity of John the Baptist, or rather the birth of John the Baptist today, so a lot of us are enjoying this. Psalm 30 is our prayer, or our first prayer. I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me, and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. Now restore our hope, O Lord. Restore our hope, O Lord. Restore our trust in you and our hope in Christ. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, his favor all through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God, I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me, you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord my God, I will thank you forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. I want to take this moment to pray for the Holy Father, our late Holy Father Pope Francis's intentions, which I guess were inherited by Pope Leo, for the Year of Hope. For June 2025, in our Year of Hope, we pray that each of us might find consolation in a personal relationship with Jesus. Oh, how much that would be good if we could get that to work. And from his heart, learn to have compassion on the world. Our Father, Hail Mary, and the glory be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. A prayer of praise is given to us because today is considered on the same level as a Sunday. It's considered a solemnity. It's called the Te Deum. Don't ask what that means. I don't know. You are God. We praise you. You are the Lord. We acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide, you, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be God, blessed be God, blessed be God forever. Now we have some readings to reflect on the Word of God. We'll ask for partial or plenary indulgence for our time of reflection on the Word of God today. He came to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the call of the prophet, is the caption. The word of the Lord came to me thus. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. Ah, Lord God, I said, I know not how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord answered me, say not, I am too young. To whomever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Have no fear before them, because I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord extended his hand and touched my mouth, saying, see, I place my words in your mouth. This day I set you over nations and over kingdoms to root up and to tear down, to destroy and to demolish, to build and to plant. But do you gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass. Against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and its people, they will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. A moment of silence. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you, and I appointed you a prophet to the nations. I have placed my words in your mouth and set you over nations and over kingdoms, and I appointed you a prophet to the nations. I'm a big advocate of the lay apostolate. I'm a big advocate of the idea of Christians as sons and daughters taking part in preaching the word. I think it just helps you take ownership of your beliefs, but more than that, it can be such a fulfilling purpose in life. You know, reading this today and against the backdrop of my own experiences with this office, liturgy, it just reminds me that honestly it's not me at all doing this by my own. It just reminds me, yes, your talent is in there, yes, kind of the way you polish it is important, and some of those things are very important from a human perspective, but there's more going on here. But anyway, today we have this distinct joy of celebrating a solemnity, the birth of the Lord's precursor. Just a technical term to kind of elaborate on why the Gospels speak about John in parallel to Jesus, and why John is kind of the character that introduces you to Jesus. He's the precursor that comes before and kind of prepares the way for Jesus. John is the prophet who bridges the gap between the Old and New Testaments, as my pastor Father Vili taught us so long ago. That's St. John the Baptist. So he's kind of unique. He has his own category in the church. We call him saint, you know? And so he's kind of on the calendar as a saint, but he's also part of the Old Testament time frame. So as a prophet, he's very unique because he was born in the Old Testament and then sees and prepares the way for the New Testament. The church has chosen this remarkable passage about the call of the prophet Jeremiah to show the nature and role of the major full-time prophet. But I think now, you know, it also reminds us we can get on social media, we can do research, we have more power than we think as Christians a lot of times, to let the Holy Spirit, as I say, not my own wit or wisdom, but there's something going on, and the Holy Spirit is pushing people, just like he pushed Paul, to find something meaningful that they can speak about, to find ways of speaking for God that are meaningful to them. And that is so powerful and enriches your life so much. Even if you think you missed your call to do that, or maybe you feel like you're really busy or there's some other impediment, I still encourage you, you know, you don't have to have a lot of money or time. You can follow the Holy Spirit into some type of formation program. It doesn't have to be long or certification. And then you can just speak to people, you know, in whatever way, through whatever media you have available. And I think that's tremendously rewarding if you follow the call of the Spirit. But we're talking about the unique value and power of the major prophet, or a prophet like Jeremiah or John the Baptist's prophetic ministry. And it's a good opportunity to reflect on how the prophet conveys that powerful word of God and is speaking for God on the issues of the prophet's day. It's also a reminder, you know, how you have to be aware of that. You have to be well enough equipped to understand God's purposes and plan for the whole of history, to where you can really teach that to others well before you go and you speak for God. So that's another thing that's coming to me in our reflection. Now we read St. Augustine of Hippo's reflection. He can still speak to us today to finish our time of reflection on the Word of God for St. John the Baptist's divine office of his nativity and birth. The Church observes the birth of John as a hallowed event. We have no such commemoration for any other fathers. But it is significant that we celebrate the birthdays of John and Jesus. This day cannot be passed by, and even if my explanation does not match the dignity of the feast, you may still meditate on it with great depth and profit. John is born of a woman too old for childbirth. Christ was born of a youthful virgin. The news of John's birth was met with incredulity, and his father was struck dumb. Christ's birth was believed, and he was conceived through faith. Such is the topic, as I've presented it for our inquiry and discussion. But as I said before, if I lack either the time or the ability to study the implications of so profound a mystery, he who speaks within you, even when I am not here, will teach you better. It is he whom you contemplate with devotion, whom you have welcomed into your hearts, whose temples you have become. John then appears as the boundary between the two testaments, the old and the new. That he is a sort of boundary, the Lord himself bears witness when he speaks of the law and the prophets up until John the Baptist. Thus, he represents times past and is the herald of the new age to come. As a representative of the past, he is born of aged parents. As herald of the new, he is declared to be a prophet while still in his mother's womb. For all yet unborn, he leapt in his mother's womb at the arrival of Blessed Mary. In that womb, he had already been designated a prophet, even before he was born. It was revealed that he was to be Christ's precursor, before they ever saw one another. These are divine happenings, going beyond the limits of our human frailty. Eventually, he is born, he receives his name, his father's tongue is loosened. See how these events reflect reality? Zechariah is silent and loses his voice until John, the precursor of the Lord, is born and restores his voice. The silence of Zechariah is nothing but the age of prophecy lying hidden, obscured, as it were, and concealed before the preaching of Christ. At John's arrival, it becomes clear when the one who was being prophesied is about to come. The release of Zechariah's voice at the birth of John is a parallel to the rending of the veil at Christ's crucifixion. If John were announcing his own coming, Zechariah's lips would not have been opened. The tongue is loosened because a voice is born. For when John was preaching the Lord's coming, he was asked, "Who are you?" And he replied, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. The voice is John. But the Lord in the beginning was the Word." John was a voice that lasted only for a time. Christ, the Word in the beginning, is eternal. Responsory prayer. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. Beautiful, right? Final prayer. God our Father, you raised up John the Baptist to prepare a perfect people for Christ the Lord. Give your courage, give your church joy in spirit, and guide those who believe in you into the way of salvation and peace. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Also, take a look at the Mass readings while we're here. First, we shall pray. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, deliver us from evil, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah is read at the beginning of Mass. Well, these are not the proper readings. Let's just look at the Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, and then we'll be done. In those days, Paul said, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, in those days, Paul said, God raised up David as king. Of him, God testified, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, what do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. My brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And I do think these might be actually the proper readings. I just didn't remember this first one from this morning. The second one sounds very much like the proper readings. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a beautiful prayer for the preface specific to this day, preface of the mission of the precursor. I'll just read it to you. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, and that's always the beginning of a preface prayer. But this is interesting. In his precursor, St. John the Baptist, we praise your great glory, for you consecrated him for a singular honor among those born of women. His birth brought a great rejoicing. Even in the womb, he leapt for joy at the coming of humanity's salvation. He alone of all the prophets pointed out the Lamb of redemption, and to make holy the flowing waters, he baptized the very author of baptism, and was privileged to bear him supreme witness by the shedding of his blood. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and so on, as we acclaim holy and holy and holy. So I offer my partial indulgence for the soul in purgatory. Whatever I can get, may this day be blessed for us, and may this be done in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great rest of your day.